If you and I ignore biblical principles, we end up living in ways that run against the grain of our being. And we pay a pretty steep price in terms of stress, depression, family conflict, even physical illness. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, that was a quote from the late Chuck Colson.
John, we're looking at four key stages in Christian living. We've already talked about intervention, when God steps into our lives and gets our attention. When we respond, repenting and trusting in Jesus, the next thing is redirection. As Colson said, God wants to steer us in the right direction.
And of course, that means Jesus has to turn our life around.
The Bible says without God, we're all going in the wrong direction, so redirection is necessary. Most people on the street would tend to think they're doing okay,
sure,
as if a good God wouldn't turn them away. But it's the ones who believe they're far from heaven that are often a lot closer to getting there. The fact we acknowledge that God needs to turn our life around on the outside is a sure sign he's already at work on the inside. I like what Ravi Zacharias said. God didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive.
And this redirection changes our outlook because it's no longer all about us.
Without God, we tend to live at the center of our own universe,
yeah,
which is natural. When God redirects us, he becomes the epicenter of everything, and that's supernatural. Jesus is shining his light into this dark world. He's intervening in our lives enough to get our attention, and he's redirecting everyone who's willing to take a step of faith and place their trust in him.
If you'd like to do that right now, and maybe you've got questions, talk with a volunteer without cost or any obligation at 888-NEED-HIM, 888-NEED-HIM. More about Alec McClellan and Reason Why at reasonwhy.org.